Good evening, Eastern Sierra. You're tuned into Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is fresh as a cinnamon roll from Great Basin Bakery. Conveniently, today's sponsor. We got a full slate for you, from wildfire resilience efforts in Mono County to Inyo's push for better internet speeds, plus some fall color etiquette that might just save your bumper and your sanity. This leaf peep in season, and because it's National Walk to a Park Day, maybe take a stroll after the show. Just, you know, lean into the wind. It's doing its best impression of a personal trainer out there. Before we jump in, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for your daily dose of local updates, interviews, and a dash of humor to go with your morning coffee. Hey, while you're online, cast your vote in this month's Epic Eats poll. We're crowning the king of Eastern Sierra food trucks. Will it be tacos, burgers, or something that comes in a foil boat of pure joy? You decide. A bit of good news for park visitors. The Furnace Creek Visitor Center in Death Valley is back in business. The Death Valley Natural History Association has announced the reopening of the Furnace Creek Visitor Center today. The center's continued operation is being funded through DVNHA, which pledges a $10,000 donation to support daily operations. In partnership with the National Park Service, DVNHA is covering the operational costs so that visitors retain access to the park's primary visitor facilities. David Blacker, executive director of DVNHA, emphasized the importance of having the center open for both safety and visitor experience. He expressed gratitude to members and park supporters for their donations and backing. The funding currently guarantees that the visitor center will remain open through October 15th, unless broader federal shutdown ends sooner. As for the rest of the park, Death Valley National Park itself, including hotels, campgrounds, restaurants, and concessions, is open and accessible. One note, the Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center remains closed at this time. So, if your plans include a fall escape to Death Valley, the Furnace Creek Visitor Center is open again for now, thanks to the collaboration between DVNHA and the National Park Service. We'll keep you posted if there's any change past October 15th. Residents in the West Mono Basin have a chance to help steer wildfire resilience planning in their area. The Inyo National Forest and the White Bark Institute are soliciting community feedback to guide ecological resilience and reduce wildfire risk in the West Mono Basin watershed. Residents are invited to share priorities, concerns, and local perspectives, which will inform projects aimed at lowering the risk of high severity wildfires. Kristen Filer, wildfire coordinator for the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, notes that local knowledge plays a crucial role. Our communities hold an incredible wealth of local knowledge about living with wildfire. Community meetings are scheduled in several locales, including Levining on Monday, October 20th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Levining Library, and June Lake on Tuesday, October 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the June Lake Community Center. She explained that inputs from residents will be woven into the planning so that projects reflect both scientific insight and lived experience. If you live in or care about the West Mono Basin, this is your chance to help shape how wildfire resilience is built. Inyo Associates is hosting a local gathering in Lone Pine, inviting community members to connect, share updates, and stay in the loop. Scheduled for Monday, October 20th, this Halloween-themed meet will feature a Mexican buffet and plenty of valuable information. Inyo Associates is an informal network of community leaders, agency partners, and interested citizens. This group meets in different points across Inyo County to share a meal and information. It's described as an opportunity for connection and local engagement. Organizers emphasize the RSVPs are especially important and should be submitted by October 17th for this event. Tickets are $25 and may be paid in cash or check. If you're in Lone Pine this month and want to plug into this community conversation, that's how you do it. If you spent any time in Bishop, you already know there's something downright magical about the smell of fresh bread drifting out of Great Basin Bakery. This place is basically the unofficial welcome committee for the Eastern Sierra. Where the coffee's strong, the cookies are dangerously good, and the sourdough has more local fans than some minor league baseball teams. But here's something a lot of folks don't know. Great Basin Bakery, they got a secret weapon. Their outlet store. That's right. The same incredible breads, baked goods that you love at a second location. So whether you're stocking up for the weekend grabbing lunch, or just trying to justify one more cookie, Great Basin Bakery's got you covered. Great Basin Bakery, good bread, great coffee, and now even better deals. Find them on Main Street in Bishop or in the Marshall Shopping Center. And don't forget to check out that outlet store. Trust us, it's worth the detour. In Independence, residents are being asked to help document real internet speeds. Here's what's happening. The California Public Utilities Commission, as part of broadband expansion efforts via the federal funding account, FFA, and BEAD, B-E-A-D programs, is seeking up-to-date speed test data for Independence residents. The goal, validate or refute existing claims about internet performance as part of a grant evaluation. Residents are encouraged to run a speed test via the link at connectedeasternsierra.net/speed, and then submit results to the Inyo Mono Broadband Consortium, which will forward them to the CPUC. The test asks participants for their address or town and what kind of device they used. Note, cell phones aren't eligible. Then displays the speed results and asks for submission. After submission, a form appears for comments or contact info. Having a broad base of speed data is important, and though the immediate focus is Independence, officials hope Inyo County residents at large will also participate in case further questions arise. Scott Armstrong, Eastern Sierra Regional Broadband Coordinator, said that widespread participation will help the CPUC assess actual services versus claims. If you live in Independence or anywhere in Inyo County, this is a chance to show what your internet really does or doesn't. As the Eastern Sierra moves into peak fall colors, here's how to enjoy the views and protect our landscape. Vibrant autumn hues are sweeping from the high country down towards town, making now an ideal time for scenic drives, hikes, or weekend escapes. The region shares 5 tips for fall recreation, responsibility, and specifically highlights parking etiquette. Don't park in the road. Always park off-road if possible. If lots are full, keep looking for legal spots or shift to different areas. Road blockages pose hazards to other drivers, emergency vehicles, or staff. Don't park on routes, especially around aspens, whose root systems are shallow. Parking on them damages not only the tree, but the entire grove. Checking road conditions, many scenic areas are reached via dirt roads that may require 4x4. Be sure to confirm whether routes are safe to traverse. Also worth noting, Monitor Pass, Virginia Lakes, Conway Summit, Tioga Pass, Mammoth Lakes Basin, Convict Lake, Miggy Creek Canyon, Rock Creek Road, South Lake, and Lake Sabrina are all at or near peaking color. June Lake Loop is still patchy, 10 to 50%, with parts just starting. So when you head out chasing autumn gold, park smart, trade lightly, and check road conditions before you go. That way, the beauty lasts, and we all get to enjoy it. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Now for a quick look at next week's traffic advisory for the Eastern Sierra from Caltrans. In Kern County, the eastbound shoulders will be closed for utility work on State Route 58 near Keene and State Route 178 East near Inyo Kern. Over in Inyo County, ongoing projects like the Meadow Farms ADA project, pavement work in Bishop, the Fish Springs project in Big Pine, and bicyclist safety improvement on US 6 will continue. So watch out for lane and shoulder closures in these areas. And in Mono County, State Route 203 will experience outside lane closures in both directions as crews work on vault inspections. Additionally, intermittent traffic breaks will take place next week on US 395 near Conway Ranch, US 395 near State Route 270, and State Route 158 as crews work on pole replacements and overhead maintenance, including utility wire crossing. Caltrans asks drivers to remain alert in work zones, slow down, move over when possible, and watch out for crews. For live traffic conditions, you can use the Quick Map tool or app Bottom Line. Expect slowdowns, lane shifts, and intermittent closures next week. Plan accordingly and give yourself extra travel time. All right, let's take a look at this weekend's events. Tonight, check out an art opening at Mono Sierra Lodge starting at 5 p.m. The event features photography, jewelry, paintings, and mixed media work and provides an opportunity to support local artists. Also, tonight, head over to C5 Art Studios for their line dancing fundraiser in support of Olivia Gilpin and her family as their son, Jamie, continues to fight leukemia. This Don't Miss event starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Over the weekend, Bishop FFA is holding their yearly pumpkin patch at the school farm. The event will go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday and will feature games, pony and tractor rides, barbecue, petting zoo, and of course, locally ground pumpkins. On Sunday, the Indy Coffee Roasting Company will be holding their weekly coffee church. Additionally, a highway cleanup event with Keep Long Valley Green will be held this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. Equipment will be provided, including coffee and donuts. Lastly, the Chris Barron Duo will be performing live at Distant Brewing Sunday night at 6 p.m. And that's it for today. Don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest on the Eastern Sierra's happenings, or just download the new mobile app.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a four-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
This sports segment is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, fueling local athletes with flavor and fire. Now, let's hit the courts and the gym. At home in Bishop, the BUHS girls tennis team took on Kern Valley and came away with a 6-3 victory. The match was tightly contested. 3 tie breaks played, with the Broncos claiming 2 of them. First-year players Azul Aranzubia and Lila Santana stood out, winning both sets 6-0. Other standout players include Kinley Romero, Avery McGraw, Zitali Solorio, Sophie Ablanito, I'm sorry, Sophie, and Harshvi Rauji, I'm sorry as well. Up next, the Broncos travel to Edwards Air Force Base to take on the Desert Scorpions. Over in volleyball, the Broncos volleyball squad split results on the road against Fraser Mountain. JV lost in 2, while varsity rallied to win 3-1. On varsity, senior captain and setter Riley Van Est led the offense, distributing the attack. Strong kills came from Cambry Lamphere, helping tilt the momentum across all levels. The Broncos showed resilience, bouncing back from a JV loss to deliver a varsity win. And that's your Bronco roundup on the courts and on the court. Big wins, tough battles, and performances that show depth across the squads. And before we go tonight, I just want to add a quick reminder to all you dedicated fans out there. We'd love to have some more sports to add to this section. All the other schools, we only get stuff from Bishop. Come on, guys. Whether you're a Huskies fan in Mammoth, a Golden Eagle in Lone Pine, help us get your scores out there. We'd also love to share any footage you guys snag at these games, so be sure to send them our way. Once again, tonight's sports brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where champions refuel. Drop by for your post-game fix of ribs, brisket, and that smoky goodness. We'll be back with more local sports, community updates, and the stories behind the scores. Stay tuned, Bronco fans, and hopefully everybody else. All right, folks, let's take a look at what Mother Nature's cooking up this weekend. And spoiler alert, she's keeping things interesting as always here in the Eastern Sierra. Let's start down south in Bishop, where today's forecast is looking downright pleasant. Expect sunshine all day long with a high around 84 degrees. Perfect weather for a lunch break stroll, or for pretending you're being productive while standing outside with your coffee. Tomorrow cools off just a touch. Highs near 74 with a light breeze in the afternoon. That's nature's way of reminding you to tie down your hat, or your small dog, depending on which one's lighter. By Sunday, we're seeing temps dip into the low 70s, and a few scattered clouds will roll through just to keep your Instagram photos from being too perfect. Overnight lows will hover in the low 40s, so maybe toss that extra blanket on the bed. Now, heading up the hill to Mammoth Lakes, where the weekend's vibe is sweater weather meets trail adventure. Today brings sunshine and crisp fall air with highs around 61 degrees. Ideal for a hike or for standing in line at Stellar Brew, pretending you're about to go on one. Tomorrow, a few more clouds, highs near 49, and a chance of some breezy gusts later in the day. You know, just enough wind to ruin your hair right before you take the lakeside selfie. And on Sunday, temperatures dip into the upper 50s with a slight chance of an afternoon sprinkle. Nothing serious, just a friendly reminder that yes, winter is watching and it's sharpening its snowplow blades. So to sum it up, it's a classic Eastern Sierra weekend. Sunshine, crisp air, and just enough unpredictability to keep you humble. Whether you're in Bishop soaking up the warmth or in Mammoth chasing that alpine chill, it's looking like a pretty great few days to be outside. Enjoy it while you can, because in the Sierra, today's picnic weather, it's always just one cold front away from becoming tomorrow's snow day. That does it for today's roundup of everything happening east of the Sierra Crest. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, fueling the community with good bread, good coffee, and the sweetest deal in town at their outlet store. If you missed anything, catch this episode and more at easternsierranow.com or on our YouTube channel, and make sure to follow us across social media for daily updates, local stories, and a few moments of hometown humor. Now, go celebrate with a walk to the park day responsibly. Maybe bring a rock for a ballast, just in case the Bishop Breeze decides to lift you off towards Mammoth. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, your source for news that's local, reliable, and occasionally slightly windblown.